For me, it's, I don't feel like I'm actually creating something. I feel like I'm finding something that's there. It seemed odd to me when I used to hear about sculptors that said I'm just finding the piece that's in there. But with music, it feels really similar.
Artist Open House is a place where creative people in Cook County talk about their work in their own words. Not just what they do, but why, what inspires them to continue, and who may have influenced them along the way. I'm Jay Anderson. Michael Monroe is an award-winning musician, composer, and performer who's been pursuing his art in Cook County for 2 decades. I asked him specifically to talk about his process of creating music.
Some of my favorite songs of mine are ones that just happened, where I got this spark of an idea, and I went to the guitar, and the song came out like within a half hour or an hour. Pretty much all the lyric and all the chords, everything. And those inspiring moments are the juice for me for creating. I love it when it happens that way. Other songs, I've got a chord progression and a sort of an idea for a melody, and I'll sit with it for like a year until the right topic or lyric comes to mind. And then there's the times when I've been commissioned to write a song about a specific topic, and that I have to draw on a completely different part of myself, because it's not just like the channeling thing. And yet, I've been surprised that when I've needed to write a song for a commission, that what I end up doing is drawing on, with that topic, drawing on how that topic strikes me and how it affects me, so that I can bring my own heart into it. Started for me, my introduction to some of the digital stuff was my guitar player in my band, Kevin Daly. He's a very accomplished Berkeley graduate who is this jazz musician that blows me away with where he can go on his guitar. Well, he bought one of the first Roland guitar synthesizers, which looked like a rock and roll axe guitar, a very strange looking instrument, but it could access synthesized sounds. And he would use it to get sort of a flute thing going on behind what he was doing, or a keyboard-sounding pad on his guitar. And it was really a nice addition to our band. And so he was ready to sell his, and he was moving on to a different one. So I bought his and played with it for a while. And at first, I didn't really tune into it that much. And so I ended up selling it back to him, and came around to hearing Steve Tibbetts doing a show. And he was playing his kalimba on stage and played a pattern on this African thumb piano. So I saw his foot move, and then I saw his foot move again, and then he put the kalimba down and the pattern was still going. And I went, that's cool. I've always imagined that that would be a fun thing to be able to do. So he picked up his guitar then and was playing riffs on his guitar over that pattern of the kalimba, and then put some guitar stuff in there, and again with his feet, and then he played something, so he just layered this thing. And then Mark Anderson, my drummer friend, was also hooked into the looper, or had his looper tied into his, so he started layering drums, and these two guys ended up sounding like 18 people, and it was all created live, and it just turned my crank. I thought, wow, that is so fun, because I've always got stuff going on in my brain that I can only do so much of. I can play the guitar or I can sing. And so I asked Steve what he was using, and he gave me some clues as to what to look for, and there have been several looping devices out there since then. And now, he was one of the first loopers, and one of the only loopers I knew of back in the 90s, and now there's just hundreds, thousands of them. If you go on the web, you can find tons of loopers. But I found that it was a way for me also to experiment with looping, because with that in the back of my mind, I'd be roller skating or something in a, like for with Follow Your Happiness, the song, the a cappella song that I have, I got into this rhythm and this feeling of a vocal thing. And so I had this thing, by the time I got around the lake a couple times, I had a whole song put together in my brain if I had that one tool. And I had just bought it, so I went home and I started playing with it right away and finished off the verses that were going to go over that repeating vocal pattern that I'd created in my brain. And I found that it was a fun tool to use for other styles too, like reggae music often has a very repetitive thing going on underneath, but then the chords will change over it.
Follow your happiness. If there is one thing in this life to remember, it's follow your happiness. Now when you're lost in...
I use it in the writing to create how I'm going to do this, but when I go out on stage, none of that is like already in the box. I have my newer guitar synthesizer now, which now is about 12 years old, but it accesses drums that I can play on the guitar and bass that I can play and 400 different instruments. So live on stage, I start the rhythm out on many songs on the guitar, and then I'll bring in a kick drum and a hi-hat and a snare with my guitar synth, layer that in, and then put a bass line in with the guitar synth, and then I lock that in. But at the end of that song, I push the button and it's gone. It's not in the looper anymore. To me, the tech side is just like another instrument, and if I don't treat it like an instrument, then it's just a gimmick. It's not musical anymore.
Twice in one day, twice in one day. Twice in one day, twice in one day.
I met with a guy years ago who was helping me with my career who told me, you gotta have your performing persona and then keep that separate from your personal life. And that never really clicked with me. I thought, that's not what music is for me. Music is extremely personal for me. I've even stopped, for the most part, writing a set list. So I get up and part of that creative process is feeling what's going on in the room and choosing what song and what thing to say or do next. And it makes for a much more fun evening for me as opposed to like scripting it out so that it's just the perfect layout. And perfect is not, what do I want to say? Perfect is not perfect. Perfect is not, the life is not the juice, it's imperfect. And real is what music is for me.
Singer and songwriter Michael Monroe. For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.